The following Dharma talk was recorded in March 2015 in St. Louis, Missouri. It is one of eight recordings from the retreat called The Four Messengers and the Message, taught by John Yaffe and Bridget Rollins. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. John Yaffe began practicing insight meditation in 1999 and has been a co-leader of St. Louis Insight Meditation Group since 2006. John is a student of Matthew Flickstein and has served on the Mid-America Dharma Board of Directors since 2005. Bridget Rollins has practiced insight meditation since 1997. Her mentors include Matthew Flickstein, Ginny Morgan, and Gloria Terania Ambrosia. Recognized by the Spirit Rock Teachers Council as a community Dharma leader, Bridget shares the Dharma through classes, workshops, and retreats.
So we're coming to our next sitting, but the instructions for this are going to vary somewhat. And before we actually begin the sitting, I want to say a few words about it. We're shifting to from the first foundation, which is awareness of simple bodily sensations, to second foundation of mindfulness concerns, which is focusing on the feeling tone associated with sensation and also associated with all other mental formations, which in a sense are sensations as well. So we mentioned when I was talking about the aggregates, the second aggregate was the aggregate of feelings. And I explained that feeling tones, in Buddhist teachings refers not to complex emotional feelings the way we describe them in general language, but to one more of these simple little building blocks, specifically whether a sensation has associated with it a quality being pleasant, or unpleasant, or neither pleasant or unpleasant, which we could call neutral. Now, the fact that that's both an aggregate and the second foundation of the Buddha's teaching on mindfulness tells us that this is an important thing. And yet it's so simple. It's such a small little thing that we want to take a good look at it to understand why it's important. It brings up the related topic of wholesome attention and unwholesome attention. Feeling tones grab our attention because, unlike sensations, which just bombard awareness, the fact that something is perceived or experienced as pleasant or unpleasant gives us a directional interest in it. When we see something pleasant, we recognize it and orient towards it. When we see something unpleasant, we orient away from it. Now, as long as we are simply recognizing that as a simple building block of experience and are saying to ourselves, this is pleasant or pleasantness is arising, or this is unpleasant, unpleasantness is arising in experience, we are engaged in what the Buddha would call wholesome attention. It's attention that's grounded in the simple reality of it. But there is a slippery slope here that we can slide into. And this practice gives us the opportunity to become aware of it. The slippery slope is the transition from saying, this is pleasant, to I like this. What we're doing is we're taking an experience which is flowing, and we are making it an object, I like it. And at the same time, in objectifying the experience, we are also objectifying ourselves as the observer of that experience. So we have created or are sustaining the sense of I. And this, my friends, is the birth of delusion. Because once there's an I, it's like, you know, once we've built something, it's like building that castle out of Legos. And once you've got a castle, you can start telling stories. You've got defenders of the castles, you've got attackers, you've got a princess, you've got a king, you've got all this stuff going on. Once we have that sense of I, we are off to the races. And we are sliding into, now that I know that I like this, what do I want to do with it? And we slide into greed in relationship to things we like. And we say, I want A, more of it, and B, I want to hold it and keep it. If it's something we don't like, I want to get rid of it, I want to obliterate it, I want to go away this minute. And we get into this whole stuff, and then we have storytelling about what happens when we get our way and what happens when we don't get our way. And when people help us get our way and when people don't help us get our way. So this unwholesome attention is the attention that takes simple experience and out of it creates the sense of self and creates the sense of everything else being an object in relationship to the self. When we meditate, we have a chance to observe, first of all, the direct experience the Buddha described, that every experience has a full feeling tone associated with it. We can see, I'm beginning the breath. I like this. This feels good. It's good to be able to breathe. So we can like or dislike or find the breath, or excuse me, we can find the breath pleasant. I did it myself. We can find the breath pleasant or unpleasant. Maybe you're having a little bit of an asthma or wheezing attack. The struggle of it is unpleasant. Or neutral. Who cares? It's just breathing. So we can observe the truth of the Buddha's classification, creation, or recognition of the classification of the aggregates. And then we can also see our relationship to it. Are we content? Are we equanimous? Simply being aware of the flow of experience and the recognition of the feeling tone associated with that experience, allowing it to flow, or are we beginning to slide into creating that sense of self and that objectification of our experience and of ourselves as he or she who experiences? In the meditation, well, maybe let's start the meditation at this point. And I will segue. What I want you to do at this point is sort of set the complexity of this discourse I've just given you aside. That's why I wanted this to be before the meditation as opposed to in the meditation. So just say, okay, if it makes any sense, it'll be there when I need it. And if it doesn't, why bother? So I will say a few more things as we get further in, but let's begin simply by settling into our posture or meditation posture, moving our awareness from all this discussion, as fruitful as it may be, into direct experience of the here and now. So we might take a moment or two just to check in with the body, feeling the weight in the seated position. Being aware that our systems are working, we can hear this voice, the sound of the ventilation system, we can feel the temperature of the room through our skin. And take a moment to adjust your posture so that it's upright and alert. Alert with interest. This will be interesting. And at the same time, relaxed. Relaxed with a confidence. Confidence born of recognizing we're participating in wholesome activities that have been in play and been refining themselves for 2,600 years. We're part of a long chain of humanity interested in awakening. And then let your attention move to the breath, turning to and connecting with the breath, and then establishing a sustained presence, witnessing the breath. Noticing, in addition to the simple, comforting sensation of the breath, the awareness of the feeling tone of the breath, recognizing a degree of pleasantness, perhaps a degree of unpleasantness, or perhaps an emptiness with respect to feeling, a neutrality. The breath is just there, the sensations are there, but we may not feel them to be pleasant or unpleasant. You may recognize that in the different phases of the breath, the beginning of the breath, the middle, the end of the in-breath, the phases of the out-breath, each of these phases may have slightly different sensations and thus may have slightly different feeling tones. Notice if there is a preference arising. Preference for perhaps the beginning of the breath. You might like that sense of the breath kicking off or initiating. The breath is a wonderful object for investigating feeling tone because it needs to flow. If you were to get greedy about the breath, what would you do? Breathe faster to get more of those pleasant experiences over time? You would become exhausted and dizzy. Hold your breath because there's a specific spot in it that you like. The minute you hold it, that spot is gone. You find the breath in general pleasant and choose to hold it, you will find unpleasant sensations arising. So the breath is a wonderful teacher, teaching us the importance of equanimity, that it's best to let the breath flow, however we feel about it. If your attention should wander, be aware of the feeling tones arising regarding the new object that grabs your attention. If your attention is drawn by a pain in the knee, for example, be aware of the feeling tone. As you awaken, if the mind should drift and you awaken to the fact that the mind has drifted, notice the mental formations arising and the feeling tones of those. So you might wake up and say, oh, thank goodness I'm awake, and experience a pleasantness. If there are conditioned tendencies of mind that lead you to judge or criticize, you may find whatever arises in the mind to be unpleasant. Notice the tendency to build a sense of self around that. I am doing this right. I am doing this wrong. Both have the I problem. So as much as possible, cultivate an attitude of simple contentment, recognizing pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, just as you recognize sensation arising. So let's practice this way. Aware of sensation, aware too of feeling tones. As much as possible, cultivating a wholesome awareness, paying wholesome attention, which recognizes them simply as they are. This is pleasant. This is unpleasant.